did John break with Matthew, Mark, and Luke? And stick this story about washing feet right in the middle of eating a meal. And why did Jesus have to wash feet? Wouldn't faces have been enough? Washing someone's feet was so menial a task that only Gentile slaves and women could be forced to do it. But we washed each other's feet tonight, just like Jesus did. When I wanted to include the practice of washing each other's feet on Maundy Thursday, all sorts of logistics came up. Should I use soap? Wear gloves? Do we have enough fresh towels for every person? And who's going to wash all of those towels? But logistics don't get in the way when we do what Jesus tells us to do. And Jesus said, "So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash another's feet." We also washed each other's hands. Even though Jesus told Peter that only his feet needed to be washed, we washed each other's hands because our hands can lead us into all kinds of trouble. Washing our hands, as well as our feet, is a reminder that God's grace washes every part of us. And so tonight we washed each other's feet and hands. That's not the important part of the story. The important part comes after Jesus is done washing everyone's feet. After he's done, he takes off his towel, puts his tunic back on, and returns to the table. Then he asks his follower a question. "Do you know what I have done to you?" The answer to the question seems obvious. The towel and the apron are wet, and their feet are clean. He has washed their feet. But Jesus is looking for another answer. He has shown them how they're supposed to live together. Listen to the question again. It was not, "Do you understand what I just did?" or "Do you understand the lesson I was trying to teach you?" No, it was, "Do you know what I have done to you?" What has Jesus done? When he bent over and tenderly washed their dusty feet, Jesus showed them humble, self-giving love. This action of his real body, touching their real bodies, did something to them. He changed them. Through a towel and a wash basin, Jesus transformed his followers into a community, his community. From now on, they are to love one another, because this love will hold them together after his death. Do we know what Jesus has done to us? Does his self-serving love show in our communities? Does it show by how we live? Would someone walking into our congregation right now see this love? Maundy Thursday reminds us that love comes to us through Jesus. Love comes wanting to eat with us and afterwards to wash our feet. And love asks that we offer the same to those we have shared the life of Jesus with. So, dear church, come to the table and then go and be a community bound together by love. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, taught us that what we do for the least of our siblings, we also do for him. Give us the will to be the servant of others, as he was the servant of all, who gave up his life and died for us, yet is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.